Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at and examining a very important and significant question. And that question is about the meaning of the word dunya. As you know, this is a very central and important term, and it's been mentioned many times in the Holy Quran and Hadith. But unfortunately, there's a lot of ambiguity surrounding the meaning of this term. And unfortunately, this leads to a lot of practical consequences and incorrect actions on the part of Muslims. For example, maybe not today, but in the past, we see in Islamic history, under the excuse of renouncing the world and renouncing the dunya, a lot of people went to extremes. For example, a lot of them would never get married. A lot of them lived as beggars, you know, voluntarily. They chose to adopt an incorrect form and version of zuhd or asceticism. And this all goes back to an incorrect understanding of what the word dunya means. First of all, in general terms, we would like to say this, that God Almighty, the actual creation of God, you know, the makhluqat or the creatures of God, in and of themselves, they're signs of God. They're His ayat, right? They're His signs, and they have the ability intrinsically to lead us to Him. So we can't say that intrinsically there's something wrong or there's something evil within the creatures of God. No, this is wrong. Therefore, we can't say that the dunya, which has been shunned or which has been frowned upon and looked down upon in the Quran and the Hadith, are these the actual creatures of God. No, this is incorrect. Rather, when we talk about the world as something evil, it is a reference to the attachment to the world, right? As something that can lead one away from God. Let's look at a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. It can help elucidate what we're talking about. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, "O you who insult the world, who have been deceived by its deceit and cheated by its falsities, do you covet the world and then insult it? Should you accuse it or should it accuse you? When did it bewilder or deceive you? Verily the world is an abode of truth for he who is truthful to it, an abode of well-being for he who understands it, an abode of riches for he who collects provision from it for the next world." Right? So in fact, the world didn't deceive us. To be more specific, we let ourselves be deceived, right? We let ourselves be deceived by the world. The world in and of itself didn't try to deceive us. It presented us with the truth. But we put a covering over our eyes and chose to turn away from its admonition. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the meaning of the dunya and the world in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.